20 minutes to seven here on RN Drive. Compensation checks will soon be arriving in the mail for some of the survivors of the 2009 Black Saturday bushfires, hopefully just in time for Christmas. Two separate class actions were launched by law firm Maurice Blackburn against electricity provider SP AusNet and parts of the Victorian government. These cases were settled in 2014 and 2015. However, it's taken until now for the Victorian Supreme Court to pave the way for the pool of compensation, worth just under $700 million, to be distributed to the estimated 5,000 people who took part in those two class actions. Lynn Gunter is the former mayor of Murrindindi, and she's one of the class action claimants. Lynn, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Patricia.
What will it mean to you and to the others, there's 5,000 people involved in this, to finally receive financial compensation as part of this class action?
Oh, for me and for us, I'd say it's being able to put away a very large file and move on with life.
It's a really interesting way to put it. How much has it actually stopped you from getting on with life? Because this happened in 2009. It was a devastating day in Victoria, but I think across Australia everyone was quite affected by that tragedy. How much has it affected your life since?
Look, I think, you know, we were certainly going along fairly well until the last 12 months. And when, as we know, and it's part of the process and justifiable, but I don't think any of us realised the actual trauma we were going to go through for in as part of that process. It was really regurgitating everything from that day on, and not just once, but three, if not four times. So it was just having to relive all that time. And so we'd gotten to a point where, you know, you were feeling and starting to feel each day was getting better. And the last 12 months have been just, I think, it's, you know, for me personally, I'd say it's taken me two or three steps backwards in having to go through it all again. And so that's why I say I will be relieved, and I'm sure there are lots of others in the same position who will be really glad to just say, this is over, is another step forward that we can take in this long recovery process, because it is turned out to be fairly lengthy.
Why did you decide to take part in the Murrindindi class action?
I wanted accountability, and I think that's for me and for lots of other people, and I think even Carol Mathers, it was about accountability and getting systems changed, and the recognition that there needed to be change. The money at the end of the day is not going to do a great deal for those people that lost their families at all. It is going to, of course, help a lot of people that may not have been able to, you know, build so far, or their homes are partly done. It will give some people, I've heard them say, a holiday that they really need. So, you know, it's for everybody, it's going to be something different. For us, it's going to be to say, this is another part of a step that we just have to go forwards. And we're so, so disappointed that really the accountability didn't occur.
It's important to stress that settlements were reached in both class actions with electricity company SP AusNet without any admission of liability by them. Yes. Do you feel this has given the electricity industry in general a wake-up call?
I think it has given them a wake-up call, not as much as we had hoped that may be, and I, you know, we know that it's so expensive to try and put power underground, so that's not what you're looking for, is that maintenance is carried out, that people are aware that of what maintenance needs to be done in their area and when it's going to be done, and that the governments, you know, and the agencies who we are going to be a lot more prepared. Because you look in past history, and somebody said to me this morning, you know, you're feeling, and your people, you know, are you feeling that this is not going to happen again? Well, history has shown us that it is. And it does happen. What we have to do is be as prepared as we can and look at the experiences and learn from those experiences that we've all gone through and be able to make a better future for everyone.
Lynn, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
That's Lynn Gunter, the former mayor of Murrindindi and one of the claimants involved in the two Black Saturday class actions against SP AusNet and the Victorian government. You're listening to RN Drive. Coming up after the news at 7, news has emerged that the infamous phone call between the president of Taiwan and president-elect Donald Trump was a carefully orchestrated event made possible by lobbying from former US Senator Bob Dole. That puts the whole thing into a very different context. We're going to look at that after 7 here on RN Drive. Stay with us.